This is The Bookshelf from NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Earlier this year, Keith Howard stepped down as executive director of Liberty House, a transitional living facility for formerly homeless veterans in Manchester, and he started something new. Howard now lives at a converted hunting camp in northern New Hampshire, where he's going to run writing retreats for veterans. Howard himself lives in what he calls the tiny white box. I went to visit him there.
So we're in Pittsburgh, New Hampshire, which is between nowhere and nowhere, about 10 miles from the Canadian border. And we're going to be stepping inside the tiny white box where I live. It's a converted motorcycle trailer about 6 feet wide, about a dozen feet long, that a friend of mine, Gavin, who knows how to do things, put together based on very minimal input from me. And so my dog Sam and I are going to be living here for the next year, writing and then also running writers' retreats for veterans.
All right, well, let's take a look inside.
Sure. Step up. And you can see it all in one glance. Have a small microwave oven, coffee pot, lamps, speaker, radio for listening to New Hampshire Public Radio, which is the only station that I can get here that's not in French. From the outside, it is just a tiny white box. In here, it feels like home.
I've never seen a certificate like the one that you have. Do you mind if I point that out?
I do have, you know, master's degree, etc., but this is what really matters to me. I'll just read it in part. College of Bad Breaks and Misunderstandings. To all to whom these presents shall come, greeting, be it be known that Keith Barton Howard is a formerly homeless drunk, because that is who I am. Formerly homeless, formerly a drunk, today a man of some dignity.
So let's talk about this writing retreat. Why did you decide to do this?
I had been at Liberty House for 5 years, which meant that I had been married to a job because I was working about 90 hours a week. But in addition to being married to the job, I was also acting as surrogate father for a crew of 10 formerly homeless vets that was always changing. And while I found that tremendously rewarding, I also found it tremendously draining. Because although I can yuck it up some, I'm really an introvert. And I just found that my energy level would get sucked by the work that I was doing. So here I'm writing, and then I still want to be able to give back to veterans. I was in the Army right out of high school before going on to college. And while I'd never really identified as a veteran because I was in the peacetime Army, when it came time for me to choose either life or death because of my drinking and because I was living on the streets, the VA is what held out the hand of hope to me and what helped me save my life. And so I will always feel an obligation to help veterans.
What do you hope veterans take away from their weekend here?
I hope they don't take my dog, because I really like my dog. What I would like to have people walk away with is a sense that it's okay for me to express who I am. It's okay for me to be as funny or fascinating or boring as I want to be, and that I can write well enough so that I can go on writing until I get good enough.
So this is where you will be living for the next year, but the folks who come, the veterans who come, will be staying somewhere else
overnight.
They'll
be staying in the bunkhouse that is right next door to here. I'd be glad to show you around there as well.
Yeah, let's go see it.
Okay. So yeah, there are 6 beds. Wood stove, microwave, there is a TV over here. It looks like a bunkhouse put together by highly skilled volunteer labor.
How does your experience working at Liberty House inform what you're doing here?
I have seen people's lives be completely transformed because they were treated with honor and with respect and with a focus on what they can do into the future instead of what they have done in the past. The future is a big place, and I really do believe that no matter how old a vet is, no matter what kind of infirmity a vet may have, anybody coming here to learn how to express himself or herself better can change his or her future, and I want to help provide a launching pad for that.
Well, Keith Howard, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you very much, Peter.
Keith Howard is hosting his first free writing retreat for veterans next weekend. He'll provide free transportation to Pittsburgh for about a half dozen veterans from southern New Hampshire. Veterans will stay in the camp's bunkhouse. Normally on The Bookshelf, we ask our guests to provide a list of reading recommendations, but we're doing it a little differently this week. Keith Howard provided us with a few writing prompts, which you can use to jumpstart your own writing. You can find them at nhpr.org. Do you have a book or story recommendation? If so, send it our way. The email address is books@nhpr.org. You can also tweet us at @nhprbookshelf. And we still have reading recommendations from listeners like you. Thank you very much for sending those in. Katie from Concord wrote in to recommend The Crowd and the Merrimack by Bryce Ian. She says, it's a great satire novella about high school and the very dark downside of trends. That's The Crowd and the Merrimack by Bryce Ian, recommended by Katie in Concord. And you can send your recommendation in, books@nhpr.org. This is The Bookshelf from NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Thank you very much for listening.